Well, as we heard earlier in the programme, more stop and search can be expected in areas of the country which suffer most from gun crime. We've just got a bit of guidance from Downing Street on this, or rather from our Home Affairs correspondent who's talked to them. There's not any new powers or any extension of existing powers, apparently, but a spokeswoman said the powers to stop and search will be more widely used in the gun crime hotspot areas because there will be more police patrols and a greater focus on gangs and indeed on weapons. Well, let's go to one city which does suffer perhaps more than its fair share of such crime. Manchester. James Kelly, our correspondent there. Which part of the city are you in, James?
Peter, I'm in Moss Side. Now, this is an area I'm sure you know has gained an unwelcome reputation for gun crime. You'll remember the shooting last September of the 15-year-old schoolboy Jesse James. That happened in a park just a short distance down the road from where I'm standing. I'm surrounded by houses, some fairly dilapidated, some quite modern council-built houses, and some big old houses in sort of a state of fading grandeur. But there's a house beside me that's sort of boarded up, and this place has become a haven of gun crime, and gun crime in the city is never too far from the headlines. Just last week, the local evening paper carried a shocking front page picture that caught my eye in the office of a teenager caught on CCTV brandishing what appeared to be an AK-47 rifle, pointing this in broad daylight at a railway station. Now, a teenage boy has been since arrested and bailed. But that's just one example of some of the incidents that are catching the headline here and that make people fear gun crime in this part of the city.
Right, and you know, it's easy enough to say, oh, more police and we're going to crack down. But I mean, this year has been pretty a lot of bad statistics, haven't there, in that area?
Absolutely. Well, I'll give you an idea of the broader picture. I've got some statistics today from Greater Manchester Police, and they're saying that between April and last month, August, guns have been used in 3 murders, 33 serious woundings, and more than 340 other acts of violence. And that's excluding robberies. Now, that's in the Greater Manchester Police area. Figures that came out at a court case earlier this year showed that the rate of firearms incidents was running at an average of 7 a day in the 15 months up to May this year. Now, the police have pointed out that many of the less serious incidents involve BB guns or air weapons, but what you're getting is a picture of frightening levels of violence perpetrated by a hardcore of young men who are often associated with gangs.
James Kelly reporting. Thank you for that. It's 6 minutes before 5.